What is going on, men? It's your boy, Crimson. You know, I was just watching something. I can't quite find the video anymore. Basically, it was a video of these women, obviously, going through the MGTOW pipeline of watching some of these chicks just go absolutely insane with some of the fucking things that come out of their mouth. Just cartoonish. One of the things that was mentioned by one of the chicks was she was going to date an entrepreneur because in her mind, the entrepreneur had tons of time to be able to spend on her. Now, I remember when I was younger. I was about I think 17 years old when it all kind of. No, I was actually 18 or 19 years old. I was going to music school. So we'll say 18. On the verge of becoming 19. And I remember the first day I went to fucking college, I had to wake up at 3:30 a.m., get myself ready. I had to eat really quick, and then I had to get in my car, and I had to do all this by 3:30 in the morning. Excuse me. I had to do all this by 3:30 in the morning and be on the freeway. I think it was like the 605 heading north. I had to do all this. I had to hit the freeway by about 3:45. That wasn't always a guarantee. And I had to be heading north on the 605. Because if I didn't, then I'd be stuck in traffic. And if I made it on time to school, I had a place to park my car. And if I didn't, if I was even 10 minutes or 15 minutes late, I was fucked. I had to risk getting a ticket parking my car out on the sidewalk. And then I had to go to my classes, which is, you know, 6.5 hour day. And then I had to study for about 2 hours, my music for the day. And it was impossible. Because they wanted us to read music, practice these exercises, learn a song. And at this point, I had no idea how to read sheet music. And I was learning sheet music basically like 4 notes at a time. I had to memorize an entire fretboard by the end of the week. And that was fucking impossible. It felt like an accelerated music school or music class. And music theory to me was the only reason why I wanted to go there. But in order to take that music theory class, I had to take 2 other bullshit classes that had nothing to do with what I wanted to learn. And so I took them. I think one of them was like finger exercises and the other one had to deal with composition. Again, fucking bullshit class that I had no fucking business in being because the composition class was for producers and I had no will or wish to learn how to produce music. Still a skillful class. But my point is that after 6.5 hours of learning all this shit, I had to get in my car and drive for 3.5 hours home in fucking bumper to bumper traffic. Fuck, I hate it. Oh my God, I hated it. And I would get home. I can't remember. I think class would start at, I would get there about 6 in the morning. Class would start at 8. So I'd stay there till 12-ish and then get out, get home at about 2, 3 in the afternoon. I'd have to study for 2 hours and then hit the sack as quickly as possible in order for me to wake up the next day on time. Oh, and I still had to maintain my business at the time. I still had to, keep my business running. I didn't pay rent. I didn't do anything except for go to school and make money. Now here's the kicker. I realized that my time was finite. I didn't have enough time for a relationship. So it was natural that I got cheated on. The career that I was following was bullshit, and the girl fucking that I was dating at the time knew that. She knew that, man, I wasn't gonna do anything with that degree, and I wasn't gonna go anywhere with music. And fuck, I wasn't really that good at it to begin with. So she cheated on me. And then, I quit because music just didn't fulfill me anymore. I was too heartbroken, too. And I was going through a really sour relationship with my mother and my stepdad and I. We were going through our hardships. So life was really fucking hard for me. So I quit. And I went to a really smaller music school, closer to home. Wasn't as complex. Didn't have like a great guitar program, but certainly taught music. So I went there. Holy fuck, did it suck. And then I tried to learn Japanese, and it doesn't matter. My point is that I started to realize that my time was finite. The only time that I could party, the only time that I could hang out, the only time that I could do things was on Saturday. Because Sunday I spent all day washing my clothes, washing my car, paying off my bills, making sure that I had my parking and everything, my parking vouchers and everything assorted for the next week. We had to pay vouchers every week. So I had to go online, I had to pay all this other crap and basically take care of life. And maybe if I did everything on time properly, I'd sleep in until 9 a.m., get some breakfast, take care of my stuff. Maybe by 5 o'clock, I could spare an extra hour to like go out and hang out and do everything. And of course, I was drinking my fucking life into oblivion. I was trying to get as fucking hammered and trying to have as much fun as possible within that hour before I had to go home and rinse and repeat. And I did this for about 6 months until finally, when I got my grades and I saw that I was just failing across the board, I just said, fuck this. I'm not doing this. This is fucking dumb. I'm spending 10 grand a fucking semester to fucking fail school when I could just be taking, a college course close by. Have more time to fucking live my life, more time to invest on my fucking, on my business than to do this shit. This is dumb. And so, I sought out to do that. You see, I had to let go of a lot. And I realized that my schooling was gonna come last in order to have a life. In order to maintain a business. Now, why am I bringing this up? What does any of this have anything to do with anything? Well, I can't find the video, but the video that I was going to show you was a girl who said she was going to date an entrepreneur because she said that the guy would have enough time for her. I'm here to tell you that even an entrepreneur doesn't have the time for a woman. I was spending 16 hours a day, and in music school, I had to condense 16 hours into an hour and 45 minutes a day, which was impossible, so I had to hire help. You know, my first few employees, I didn't even recognize them as employees. I just thought, like, dude, can you do me this favor and I'll kick you a couple bucks every week? You know, and then I realized, like, oh, fuck, I need somebody to handle payroll. Now this is, like, legit. I'm a fucking business owner. It just happened so organically. I just couldn't fucking handle anything. But I didn't have enough time for life. And that girl reminded me of how delusional my ex-girlfriend was. I remember she came up to me and told me, but you have a business. Like, shouldn't that just pay for everything? Like, shouldn't it just magically just windshield wipe everything? Shouldn't you, like, be able to just, like, in the Matrix, just download all that knowledge into your head? You have a car, you have a business, like, you're about to get your own studio. Shouldn't you, you know, just already be magical? Already have everything worked out? This chick was so delusional. She thought that because I made money, because I was able to bring home $1,700 a week, which was fucking insane. That's like $3,000 a week compared to today's... adjusting for inflation. That was take home, tax free. Or excuse me, not tax free, after taxes. I was fucking so happy with my life. Having the hottest girl, you know, and a decent car, Toyota all-wheel drive, 92. It was a Celica. Rare fucking car. But the delusion from this chick was, shouldn't you already have all this figured out? Shouldn't this already be fixed because you have money, because you have a business? You should have all the time in the world now. And I remember one day my stepdad just sitting down and saying, dude, a woman will never understand. You could sit her down and show her all the paperwork, and in her mind, she's already got it figured out. She's already got another person to hire, another this, another that. But there's training involved, there's supervision involved. You have to fucking walk everybody through every single step, and she doesn't understand that. She doesn't understand that your time, focus, and attention is going to shift from doing the job yourself to now babysitting people. Because you need to make sure that the machine is constantly being greased. It's not after until like a year, year and a half, when things start to finally even out, when people finally understand how to run the machine themselves. And if there comes a problem, they can figure out how to diagnose the problem and fix it themselves. It takes a year and a half of practice to do that. And I thought to myself, fuck, I gotta do this for a year of talking to people, getting them to fix my problems. I gotta tell you guys, it was hard. And naturally, I just stop going to school. I would work from home. I stopped working out. I got depressed. I started drinking. And again, trying to fit as much fun in a short amount of time as possible, and that led to so many bad decisions. Bad choices, bad people, bad company, bad everything. But I'll never forget that girl. She taught me the most valuable lesson in my life is that women will never understand the concept of time. Because they live longer than us, and they know this. They live a longer lifespan. They will never understand time. They understand fertility. They understand that window. But they will never understand the concept of time. They think that their last moments in their 30s, after they fucking damaged, scraped, destroyed their fucking lives. They think that right as they're about to clunk out, they could just barely eke and squeak by and have that beautiful picket fence fucking life. After they have all their fun, after they've eaten all their dessert, they think that they'll still have enough space for their main course. Now it's time to settle down. I see it every fucking time. I'll never forget. Mary, Elizabeth, Shelley. Oh, fuck, what was it? Catherine? Every one of those girls did the exact same fucking thing. They came up to me with fucking baby rabies, expecting me to pick up the slack. Helping them achieve their dream. And I was living out of a fucking car, guys. I was living out of a car. And of course, because I dressed well, because I worked out, because I took care of myself, it didn't look like I was a deadbeat piece of shit. I looked composed. I didn't look like an alcoholic with a problem living out of the back of a fucking car. I looked like I took care of myself and I knew what the fuck I was doing. But it was a facade. But my ex-girlfriend, I'll never, ever, ever forget that lesson that she taught me. I'll never forget that she had no fucking idea how fine and valuable a man's time is. I remember my uncle once told me, you wake up, you're born, you wake up, you go to work, and then you wake up again and you die. And I just thought, like, fuck, he's right. I'll never forget that. You know, that it's funny because the more I start to read about these philosophers, the more they talk about what success looks like. The higher you climb, the greater the fall. I remember I was reading the Tao, and it talked about any title given can easily be taken away. And after COVID, I just realized, like, dude, all those fucking positions of power, for all those degrees and all those years that people spent learning, all those fucking useless philosophies and talking points just to fucking make six figures a month, to only be shut down over a fucking simple little sniffle. Like, that was all for naught. All of it. All of it was for naught. My cousins that had all these great positions of power working at some office somewhere, making 90,000, both of them supervisors. Their positions didn't mean shit. Once COVID hit, it was her husband. Actually, the other one's not married. She created a nest egg for herself, the one who wasn't married, and she took care of herself and her family. But the other one, she had to rely on her husband. Thank God that guy was in law enforcement and he couldn't take a day off. The streets still had to be protected. They asked me how I made it, and I told them. Every skill that I've ever learned came into play. Whether it be carpentry, whether it be plumbing, whether it be demolition, whether it be, you know, refurbishing, remodeling, I had it all. I had every skill that I've ever learned that kicked in. Car wash, maintenance and repair, fucking palletization, forklift driving. Fuck, dude, I honestly thought that none of those skills were fucking useful until COVID hit, and I never had so much work in my life. It was so embarrassing, because every one of my fucking cousins that had a degree, they said that there was no work in sight, and I fucking died of laughter when they said that, because I was, you know, I was working. I wasn't working great, you know? When the shops were open, I was making decent money. I was pulling through. And then when everything reopened, it was like a huge influx of just fucking illegals just came and took all those jobs, and suddenly no one could get a job. I think they were hit the hardest, and that's why they were so hungry and eager to get a job. Didn't matter what. But I remember that same conversation that I had about time. Working at a warehouse. This chick. She was a single mom. And of course, I was running my mouth, like always. I caught her attention. And, she asked me what I was going to have for lunch. And I just looked at her and I said, I don't know. Probably a peanut butter sandwich. And she said, I brought some extra food. Would you like some? And I said, sure. So, you know, we ate together. She fucking made me ribs and all kinds of fucking great shit. And she said, do you really believe all the things that you said? And I said, absolutely. And I remember I was a part of a club at, you know, back in the day. And I said, I believe in venerating the housewife. I think we should glorify them. I think that having them work in a fucking place like this, a dump, there's no place for a woman. You know, this is absolutely degrading to women, in my judgment. She looked at me and she said, I never would have thought about it like that. And as we were eating, she said, I've only got 2 or 3 years until my house is fully paid off. And I said, wow, so you have goals, that's good. She said, yeah. And the only reason was because I was saving since I was 19. I was saving for a house. And I said, wow, and you're 29 now? She said, yeah. And I said, you put a lot of time and effort into that. She said, yeah, it's something that I respect. I respect the amount of time that it took to build that money, to be able to put that in. Now I have a different appreciation for time. Of course, I got fired. I got let go. Gave one of the supervisors some fucking attitude because the guy just wanted to flex his power on me, and I had to deal with some machine. I was using a machine, and he decided to take it for himself and not return it. So when I went back and took it back, he said, "No, you need to grab another one." And I said, "I'm not grabbing another one. I'm grabbing this one." And I was told to not report to that job site. Guy didn't like me. I was hitting on all the fucking chicks that he liked, basically. Causing a problem. For him. But I always wonder what happened to that girl. She said she had a husband. Or an ex-husband. She said that if he heard what you were saying, he'd kick your ass. And I said, no, he wouldn't. We'd be fucking laughing and having a fucking ball, and then we'd go out and get some beers. And she's like, no, you wouldn't. I said, yeah, we would. I know men better than you know them. Oh, yeah? How do you know that? Well, you're divorced. Obviously, you didn't know him too well. Yeah, that kind of burned her a little bit. But when you're honest and open like that, girls tend to respect you. Except for some girls. What I noticed about some girls is they like fucking dating guys that fucking dress weird. The weirder they dress, like, the more cartoonish they fucking look, the more sexually attracted they are to them. That shit never makes any sense to me. But I'll never forget that. I'll never forget those two girls. See, what I come to realize is that with that delusion that's mentally instilled in them, because they're too busy thinking about life as a movie, and they're the center of that movie, they never shake from that delusion. And that is what causes them to end up in the situations that they're always in, alone. They don't realize that their dualistic mindset of living in a fantasy while simultaneously living in a reality is what's actually causing them so much grief and so much struggle and problem. You know, this mind-reading bullshit, feeling vibes, and that's childish shit. What I noticed about these women is that they have no urge to want to better themselves. They think they're fine just the way they are. And they've been instilled with this fucking ideology since 16, 13. They're fine just the way they are. Yet they're the ones who created all these programs of self-improvement. If you've ever fucking looked at any of these books, all these, like, the majority of the books are written by women on self-improvement. And none of these chicks ever want to follow through any of that. They don't want to invest in themselves to become a better partner for someone else. Even the most basic skill, listening, they don't want to fucking do. They don't want to obey. They don't want to fucking... And again, this is the vast majority. But a lot of them just don't know how to be fucking women. Because of their delusion. And it's saddening. Because every second that clicks by where they don't improve is a second lost. That's something that they'll never get back. And the more that those seconds accumulate, the more days go by, the more months go by, and sooner or later a decade goes by. And those memories will be nothing more than just a whisper on their deathbed. And they'll never take the time to realize they created their own demise. And it all comes from respecting one element that is equally our enemy. And I think that men recognize what that enemy is from the start. Guard your heart, man.